Welcome to Just a Minute. Nicholas Parsons, and as the minute waltz fades away, once more it is my pleasure to welcome you all to Just a Minute, and we welcome back Derek Nimmo, Peter Jones, Clement Freud, and John Junkin. Would you please welcome all four of them? And once more, we are in Highgate School with boys from the school, parents, and other people who live in North London. So we welcome them to this particular edition of Just a Minute. As always, I will introduce Anne Ling, who's sitting beside me. She will keep the score and let me know when the 60 seconds are up. And as always, the basic rules are the same. I'm going to ask them to speak, if they can, on the subject I give them, and they will try and do that without hesitation, repetition, or deviating from the subject on the card. We'll begin the show this week with Derek Nimmo, and Derek, the subject is what? Would you please take that subject and talk, if you can, for 60 seconds, starting now.
What's his name? What you might call it. Rather useful phrase, really. What is the neuter form of who, and therefore can be used quite extensively? James Watt was born in Scotland, lived in Clydesdale like Nicholas Parsons, and worked in the dockyards. I don't know if he sat on a five-seater lounge like Nicholas, but perhaps he did.
Clement Freud challenged.
Repetition of Nicholas.
Eventually, yes. I was fascinated by this word Clydesdale, which is a horse, not Clydeside, which is
you
an error. Never.
You did sit on a five-seater lounge.
I did sit on a five-seater. It was a lot more than that. It was seven or eight, actually. But you
lots of other people working in the dockyards beside him. Not a very pretty sight, is it?
Derek has seen my one-man show where I describe some of the problems I had as a young apprentice on Clyde Bank and having to go and obey the laws of nature in a very primitive latrine arrangement. It doesn't mean a thing to you, does it? Clement, you had a correct challenge, so you get a point for your correct challenge, and you take over the subject of what, and you have 38 seconds left, starting now.
What is an anagram of Thor? What is also how government offices answer the telephone these days? You say, is that 496-3287? And they say, what?
And
enough,
Maureen Lipman is challenged, but she's...
No, she hasn't.
It isn't, of course. It's our other guest, John
Junkin. A very
Junkin.
Superficial resemblance, I think.
Yes.
Has been said I've got better legs. That's another thing.
John Junkin, you challenged. What was your challenge?
Repetition.
Of what?
Inflection. Everything he says sounds exactly the same.
Very good.
That's a very clever challenge. It doesn't mean a thing in Just a Minute, because it's not contrary to one of the rules. But, John, I'll give you a bonus point, because we like the challenge, and you haven't played the game for 11 years, and...
I haven't worked for 11 years.
That's why I confused you. Right, now, 22 seconds left, starting now.
All I can say is, what? I mean, if I'm going to keep the subject and not get any points, I might just as well give it away.
John Junkin has challenged again.
Deviation.
Why?
He wasn't talking about the subject.
You're
he was
quite
talking
right,
about
John,
his points.
Yes.
What?
John, you have another point. You have the subject of what? 14 seconds starting now. And Peter Jones has challenged.
Hesitation.
Absolutely right. You have 14 seconds on what, starting now.
I have this picture of James Watt as a boy sitting beside the fire in his poor cottage somewhere in the highlands of Scotland, watching the kettle boil, and the steam lifted the lid, and he had the idea that this power...
Peter, you were speaking as the whistle went, so you get a bonus point for doing that. And you're now in the lead with John Junkin at the end of the first round, and Clement Freud, will you take the next round? The subject is My Last School Report. Very apt to talk about that in another school, but will you tell us something about it starting now?
My last school report was very loud. I went to school during the war, and we had guns, all sorts of artillery, as well as rifle and pistol fire. and when you passed the village of Crowthorne, all you heard was noise of reports of all sorts of weaponry, which I now forget. There's also something called a school report, wherein masters gave an assessment of your qualities. And I remember quite particularly that I was rather an odious child and met a fellow who went to the same scholastic establishment called Surbiton. And I said to him, what sort of chap was I when we were together? And he said, you were an extraordinarily pleasant, nice, good-looking, athletic, warm, genuine...
John Junkin, challenge.
Can you challenge on dishonesty?
Exaggeration, I don't know. But
reported dishonesty.
I don't know whether that was deviation, because this fellow actually might have said that to me. Might have been wanting to get something out of Clement Freud, even though it wasn't true. So, strictly speaking, no, it was an incorrect challenge. So Pema gets another point. He has my last school report and 14 seconds left to continue, starting now.
My last school report was on a piece of paper with headings and subheadings, like history, geography, mathematics, arithmetic, English, literature.
A denigma challenge.
We can't have had mathematics and arithmetic.
Yes.
You're quite right. Arithmetic
You're
would have
quite
come
wrong.
Under Well, as I know the school in question, I must say my school never reported had arithmetic as a separate subject from mathematics.
They were at school together, and I must tell you, actually, Freud was his prefect, and he's been terrified of Freud ever since.
I don't think we'll comment on that. Derek, I agree with your challenge. You have 2 seconds to tell us something about my last school report, starting now.
It said, Derek Nimmer's field of knowledge is very wide, but not very deep.
That's a very interesting situation in just a minute. At the end of that round, they all have exactly the same number of points. 2. John Junkin, you take the next round, which is exercise. Will you tell us something about that in this game, starting now?
Exercise is something we are exhorted to indulge in by television, radio, magazines, and newspapers. Experts advise us that this is necessary. They say that our body is a temple. If that is the case, I must admit, unfortunately, that mine is probably a desanctified Methodist chapel. I have had no interest in physical education, or PT, as it was known when I was at school, because I could never see the relevance of requesting...
Peter Jones, a chap.
He repeated never.
Yes, you did say never twice.
Yeah, but the first time was 11 years ago, Peter.
Actually, they were enjoying it because it was so interesting and explicit that I think they were rather disappointed. You can't continue, but Keto Jones is going to take over the subject and tell us something about exercises. 26 seconds to go, starting now.
It's the only thing to do when you're dieting, because without it, you don't lose any weight. Now, the idea is to shed poundage. So you take in less nourishment, particularly of the fattening type, and you exercise madly most of the day when you're not actually eating or drinking glasses of cold water.
Derek Nimmer challenged.
Hesitation.
Yes, it was a hesitation, Derek. Yes, you have a point. You have 5 seconds. Exercise starting now.
Military exercise was something which I really enjoyed when I was a soldier, particularly brave, and there was always out with the guns.
Derek Nimmer was speaking as the whistle went and gained that extra point, and he's taken the lead at the end of the round. Peter Jones, will you take the next round, philately? That is the subject, starting now.
Phil Latterly was a great success in Bilko. Now, formerly, he'd been on the circuit.
John Junkin, Charles.
Hesitation.
No, it wasn't. He was sort of... He was playing the audience with his laugh.
That's what I was doing.
Yes,
that's what I was doing.
Definitely.
Yes, I was.
Peter, you continue with a point for a wrong challenge. 51 seconds for Natalie, starting now.
Going around the Orpheum circuit in the United States in shows... I hesitated.
Yes.
Yes, there wasn't...
I gave the audience a chance to sort of, you know, but they didn't, and so I went... I've no excuse, really, at all.
46 seconds with you on philately, Derek, starting now.
If Ellis Rowland Hill hadn't invented the penny post, there would not be any philately, and so Stanley Gibbons would not have made the enormous fortune that he must have accrued over the years because people do collect postage stamps. I collected them myself when I was very young and liked it very much because I had not been many published at that time.
Clement Freud, chance.
Repetition.
Of what?
Very, very.
Very, very. Yes, liked it very, very much.
Very much, very young.
I'm not quarreling, it's all right.
They always try and bluff me out of it. Have you noticed that? If it's against them, they look at me and much say, you damn give it against me.
We don't look at you like, we look at you with contempt.
I think you should speak for yourself, Derek. I really do.
No, right. I think he speaks for many of us.
Do you wonder how I've survived 25 years of this? Goodness me, 30 seconds are left with you, Clement, on philately, starting now.
I recently went to the town of Liechtenstein, well, the town of Vaduz. I think we ought to have a challenge here. Challenge. Quite right.
There's no repetition.
Shall I start again?
No, you can't. That's the game, 26 seconds, Derek. Philately starting now.
The Queen's head on a black stamp, Victoria is the monarch that I mean, fetches still a very high price. Many times the face value, which was...
John Junkin, chap.
The face.
Yes, face value, the face of the Queen.
All right, I know. Right.
John Junkin, you have a correct challenge. 15 seconds, philately, starting now.
I always found the most fascinating part of philately was the stamp mounting, because as a child I put a totally different connotation on it than I do now. What we used to do...
Clement, yes.
Hesitation.
That wouldn't do, I'm afraid it's hesitation, John. I'm terribly sorry.
I was playing the audience for a laugh.
I know. Unsuccessfully, I'm afraid. Clement, you have 3 seconds to tell us something about philately starting now.
The economy of this small country in the Swiss Alps is
John Duncan, chum.
Aviation, what's that got to do with philately?
Well, he's just coming to it.
He was just
coming. Yeah, but he didn't get to it.
I know, but he did only have 2.5 seconds.
Exactly, and he didn't get to philately in those 2.5 seconds.
I know.
How long is one allowed to have before one gets to the subject? I mean, there ought to be some real...
It's left to my judgment and whim at a particular moment.
At
this particular moment, I'm going to go with the audience and say that they want John Junkin to have the subject. Of course, you didn't get that laugh that you tried for just then. They're sorry for you, see. You have another point, and you have 30 seconds on philately, starting now.
Stamp albums...
So John Junkin got an extra point too for speaking as the whistle went, and he's in second place behind Derek Nimmo, and then comes Peter Jones and Clement Freud, equal in third place. And Derek, your turn to begin, and the subject is Alexander Graham Bell. Will you tell us something about that gentleman in this game, starting now?
Alexander Graham Bell ought to be the patron saint of Maureen Lipman, because if he hadn't invented the telephone, she wouldn't be able to make a cash bid for the Lady Ghislaine. And I think it is of tremendous importance to the whole world that this man lived and invented and produced the machine that I've mentioned.
John Junkin.
Hesitation.
No, it wasn't quite hesitation, John. That was a bit sharp. Otherwise, we never get underway. I'm sorry. So, Derek, you have another point in 39 seconds. Alexander Graham Bell starting now.
Alexander Graham Bell was born in Scotland, emigrated to Canada, moved to America, and made untold riches because of the thing that he produced, which we all use daily, and in England we now call BT. But it's rather surprising, too. They also invented a kind of gramophone. Didn't quite have...
Peter Jones, chap.
He mentioned invented twice, I think, didn't he?
Oh, at least, I think. I would say 3 times.
Definitely, yes. Yes. So, Peter, you have a point for a correct challenge. Well listened. 19 seconds left. Alexander Graham Bell starting now.
Alexander Graham Bell shares with Andrew Lloyd Webber a middle name, like Adrian Brunel. I can't remember the other man's name.
Adrian Brunel.
No, whatever his name. Kingdom.
Isambard.
Kingdom. Isambard. Yes, that's right, yes.
The lesser known brother.
Yes. Adrian Bell.
Oh, yes, that's what I'm thinking of.
Isambard Adrian Bell.
Adrian something else, I think.
Yeah. It was you, was it, Clement? Right. 10 seconds are left on Alexander Graham Bell, starting now.
There is a school of thought that believes that Alexander Graham Bell's surname was Ring. So when somebody said, I will give you a bell, one...
John Duncan.
Tradition of Bell.
Yeah, but you see, you're allowed to mention, repeat the words on the card. It's one of the rules.
Even in a different connotation?
Mm-hmm. Yes, even in a different connotation.
Too late to resign?
No, I don't think we've changed that in the last 11 years, John, but it is difficult if you haven't been back.
I defer to you.
I think you should. We love your keenness. I don't want to inhibit that at all. But it was an incorrect challenge. So Clement has another point and 1 second on Alexander Graham Bell, starting now.
I think he would be surprised.
Gained an extra point. He's now in the lead alongside Derek Nimmo and Peter Jones and John Junkin, only a little way behind, equal in second place. Clement, your turn to begin the subject, wine. Will you tell us something about that in this game, starting now?
Wine is an anagram of Wien, which is the capital of Austria, known in this country as Vienna. And in that land, which I have just mentioned and cannot again, they produce a wine early on, rather as...
Peter Jones' challenge.
He didn't mention the country. He mentioned the city.
Listen, Peter.
No. Hmm? I said Vienna is the capital of Austria.
Oh, yes, you did. Yes, sir. Yes.
Well, listen. Of Austria,
yes. Please, you're not paying any more attention than I am.
I was just trying to help you, Peter.
I know.
It is easy to doze off, Peter.
Yeah. I know it is, yes. Particularly when you get onto these anagrams every time.
So, Clement, yes, you're quite right. You did say it was the capital, and we thought it was Vienna, but, of course, you mentioned that country. So 46 seconds are with you, having got another point. Wine starting now.
France, Italy, Spain, Portugal, and the New World, especially Chile, Argentine, and, of course, Australia and New Zealand, produce wonderful wines, which many hotels and restaurants now list at quite accommodating prices. £4.95 is one that springs to mind. And recently in the West Country, I visited a number of locations where catering took place, in all of which the sommelier or wine waiter offered me a drink of enormous appeal at prices well within my purse. £12.85 plus VAT.
Derek Nimmo challenged.
A repetition of pound.
Yes, so £12, £4.95 and £12. Clement, you kept going magnificently, but 7 seconds have left still for Derek to tell us something about wine, starting now.
I quite agree with Sir Clement for once, actually, that some of the wines in the New World are quite extraordinary. The Chardonnays from New Zealand in particular, Cloudy Bay.
Speaking as the whistle went, got that extra point, and he's gone into the lead, one ahead of Clement Freud, and then in third place equal, John Junkin and Peter Jones. And John, your turn to begin. The subject is terror. Will you tell us something about that in just a minute, starting now?
Terror is an emotion which has been described as indefinable. I will attempt in this instance to define it for you. It is sitting here looking at these three implacable faces, defying you to continue speaking coherently and lucidly for 60 seconds. Terror is something which has been capitalized upon by authors and filmmakers, particularly in the last 10 years. James Herbert, Steven Spielberg, Stephen King, all...
Derek Nimmo challenge.
Two Stevens.
Two Stevens, I'm afraid.
A feast of Stephen.
I can't call him Sid King. He'd sing.
You'd have to find another way to refer to him in just a minute, I'm afraid. Derek, another point to you. Another, and the subject of terror, and 28 seconds starting now.
The reign of terror in Paris, and indeed the whole of France, about 200 years ago, when the Jacobins, led by Robespierre and all those other dreadful people, executed everyone, or guillotine them, perhaps, who had royalist connection.
Clement Freud challenged.
Deviation.
Why?
There was no perhaps about it.
Well, they didn't necessarily have royalist connections. Or perhaps had royalist connections. They were not very discriminated.
Oh, how do you say there was no perhaps? I mean, I don't think really, within the rules of just a minute, he was deviating. So no, it was good challenge. Give Clement Freud a bonus point, a Derrick a point for being interrupted. He has 12 seconds on terror, starting now.
When I was a boy, I used to be called a holy terror. What my...
Clement Freud.
Well, that has got to be deviation.
Why?
From common language.
Why?
You listen to him.
When I was a little boy, used to be called a holy terror.
Isn't that what he was sort of burbling a bit.
I'm just trying to get it sort of jolly it all up a bit. It got all so gloomy. I thought.
Well, then you introduced the guillotine, for God's sake. Yeah. Not very cheerful.
Right, a point to Peter. I'm still with you, Derek. You have another point. 10 seconds, starting now.
I think there is tremendous terror every time you go down to the underground.
Yes, Clement.
Yes, Peter.
I give you that one, yes?
Well done, Clay.
5 seconds are left on terror with you, Clement, starting now.
Terracotta is actually my favourite colour.
John Junkin.
Deviation.
John. Why?
Because terror and terror are two different things.
That's right, it's terror, cotta, and it's not terror, cotta. Well challenged, John. He's not a script writer for nothing. Right.
Almost.
Almost. John, 3 seconds left on terror starting now.
Terror is an unspeakable feeling which fills you with awe.
At the end of that round, John Junkin got the extra point, but Derek Nimmer still in the lead, then Clement Freud, then John, and then Peter Jones. And Peter, your turn to begin. The subject now is circulars. Can you tell us something about that in this game starting now?
We don't like them much at our house. We keep a waste paper basket by the front door so that they don't come in very far. And every week we discard this box full of...
John Junkin,
hesitation.
I think it's a hesitation. John, you have circulars now. You have 48 seconds starting now.
Circulars are considered to be junk mail, and when you open the envelope reluctantly because there is nothing else to read in the house and you have failed abysmally with the Guardian crossword, you understand why they have that particular denomination. They are inevitably catalogues...
Clement Freud challenged.
I thought there was hesitation.
I agree with you, Clement. So you have circulars now, and 31 seconds starting now.
Cullors is a very unusual Christian name, and before being knighted... He was the sort of chap whom you would pass in the street without looking sideways. Circulars are things which, by law, many people do not permit you to throw through doors.
John Junkin, Charles.
Hesitation.
No, there wasn't hesitation, but I've had deviation for this chap, Circulars. I don't think he exists, actually, but I can't give it to you for hesitation. I'm sorry. 13 seconds are still with Clement, starting now.
There used to be placards on doors which said no hawkers or circulars.
Peter Jones, a challenge.
Not placards, surely. Yes. Just little notices.
Yes, placards. I think that's going over the top of
it. I think it would be going much too far.
Definitely. So 8 seconds are left for you, Peter, on circulars starting now.
If you have a little business and you're trying to drum up more activity, then a circular is a very good idea. In fact, it's better if you get more...
Peter Jones got an extra point. At the end of that round, he and John Junkin are equal in second place, behind our joint leaders, Derek Nemo and Clement Freud. Derek, your turn to begin. The subject is holidays. Will you tell us something about that in just a minute, starting now?
Holidays really originally meant holy days. It doesn't mean that anymore. It's something to go for when you want a break. I am going to go off quite soon, in fact, to Egypt. I shall land in Cairo on the world's favourite airline and stay at the Nile Hilton Hotel, then go across to Neal Street. I shall book a steamer from Luxor to take me down south back towards the place that I really want to go. I think the temple at Karnes is the most extraordinary, and Dendera, the Ptolemaic wonderful building they constructed, is one of the great sights of the world, and I long to get there because
John Junkin has challenged you.
Deviation. He's a long way from holiday.
Yes, he's talking about
his holiday. It's my idea of a holiday.
It may be your idea of a holiday, but you stopped talking about holidays. You're now talking about the temple and all the other sights that you've seen.
Part of my holiday.
Derek. No, but you're supposed to talk about holidays in the plural.
Yes,
I've been visiting several places.
You're now just
been down to Cairo. I've just nipped up to Dendera.
You were talking about all the greater sights that you can see in Egypt, which you may do on your holiday, but you were describing them, so you were not describing holidays. So John has a correct challenge, and 19 seconds left with a point, of course, starting now.
Holidays have become a major industry in this country. Television programs are devoted as to where you should spend your vacation, or vacances, as the French say, and one of the most successful pieces of film ever shown on the particular subject is Monsieur Hulot's Holiday, a film starring Jacques Tati.
So John Duncan was again speaking as the whistle went, and it's a very even contest still. Derek Nemo and Clement Freutzel in the lead. John Duncan catching them up as we move into the last round, 2 points behind. Peter Jones only 3 or 4 behind them as well. And the subject is with Clement. It's his turn to begin, and it's wasting time. Well, an apt subject to finish the show on, but will you start and tell us something in just a minute on that, beginning now?
Wasting time is not a subject that I can tell you a lot about, because we, on Just a Minute, do not ever offend against that particular code. Newsreaders, I think, are a most terrific waste of time. Weathermen spend many of their words describing patterns which I have no interest in whatsoever. But I think wasting time when you have an audience which is rapt and listening to each word that you mention, when you have such interesting information to give to all those who may be present, and hanging on to every word, watching your teeth.
John Junkin challenged.
Repetition of word. Every word and that's wasted right. Words.
Wasted words. Well done, John. Word. You have another point. You're one behind our leader. The last round, 23 seconds left. Wasting time starting now.
Wasting time is an art which has been managed by very few people. The majority of those who have achieved distinction in it tend to become members of Parliament, where it seems to me that wasting time...
What was that?
Well, it was hesitation, but...
No, it wasn't hesitation, so he gets a point for that. It was an incorrect challenge.
Right.
So he's now equal in the lead with everybody else, and there are 11 seconds left on wasting time, and 11 seconds to go to the end of the show. Still with you, John, starting now.
I am probably one of the few people who, during their educational career, managed to achieve an O level in wasting time. My form master
Derek
said...
Derek Nemo challenge.
He can't possibly have an O level in wasting time.
Well, as we're at a school, I couldn't possibly disagree with you. Derek Nimmer got him with 2 seconds to go, having gained another point, and it's wasting time, Derek.
Seventh-day Adventists and Jehovah's Witnesses waste my time.
And as I said a little while ago, this was going to be the last round. So let me give you the final score. Peter Jones finished in fourth place. He was only just a little way behind Clement Freud and John Junkin, who were equal in second place. But once again, as we return here to our outside broadcast to Highgate School, it was Derek Nimmer who just edged ahead with 2 points. And so we judge him to be the winner of the show this week. Four contestants for their contributions, because that's what makes the show, and we thank our audience who've assembled here at Highgate School for their cooperation in letting us come here. And on behalf of the creator of the game, Ian Messiter, also Anne Ling, who's deputized for him and kept the score admirably, and also our producer, Sarah Smith, and myself, Nicholas Parsons, hope you'll want to tune in again the next time we play Just a Minute. Till then, goodbye. Welcome to Just a Minute.